A soccer tournament is taking place in Philadelphia this weekend, but it's not at Talon Energy Stadium where the Philadelphia Union plays. Street Soccer USA will open 4 pop-up soccer stadiums at the foot of the Art Museum steps. Street Soccer USA provides opportunities for kids and young adults in urban areas to play soccer, and money raised through this weekend's tournament will serve at-risk and homeless young adults. Lawrence Kahn is founder and CEO of Street Soccer USA, and his brother Rob is chief operating officer, and they join us now on Newsworks Tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. Honored
to be having us.
Lawrence, can you tell me what Street Soccer USA is?
Street Soccer USA is it's a sport, first and foremost. And this weekend we have this amazing championship of street soccer in Philadelphia. But it's bigger than that. We use sport as a development tool to teach, you know, life and job skills, build resiliency, and really build relationships through the sports so that we can engage on the front end with youth, young adults, and then on the back end connect them to whether it's internships, jobs, social services, you know, whatever the case may be. Sometimes the relationship is the most important thing.
So the idea is to sort of address homelessness and at-risk youth. Where did the idea to use soccer to do this come from?
You know, I was working at a homeless center in North Carolina, and we started seeing more young adults on the street and had all this, you know, energy, and which seemed to me a great thing to kind of channel and grab hold of. And, you know, sports had been an important part of my life growing up, you know, and when things were difficult in our family, I had my soccer team, and that was a very successful part of my life. And I played, you know, Division I college soccer, so it was just something that made things normal and consistent throughout my life. And it seemed like these kids, you know, could really benefit from that. And the reality was, yeah, they did.
What's the reaction that you've seen with the kids and young adults who participate?
The message is let the kids play is what we've been saying. The kids want to play. They want to engage. And you got to, you know, if you stand there and start spitting life skills at them or give them a counterfeit sport experience, that's not what they want. They don't want to stand in line. They want to play. So when we take that approach that is a player-centric approach as opposed to the coach being some sort of star, when we look at the players as the stars, and that's what we say, that the game is the teacher and the kids have the answer. When you take that approach and just let them play, then they love it.
So Street Soccer USA has been holding tournaments around the country or in a couple of cities around the country for a number of years. Philadelphia is new this year. Why Philadelphia?
We had the good fortune of bringing some folks from the city of Philadelphia to see our tournament in San Francisco, and they said, well, we like to do this in Philly, but we just want it to be bigger and better than the San Francisco and the New York one. And when we looked at the Art Museum steps, we said, yeah, we can do this. So it really was the willingness of the community here to embrace kind of what we were talking about. We think Philadelphia can really be a leader in the sport for development movement. Just with this tournament alone, we think we can build it up into something really, really amazing.
So Rob, can you tell me what's actually going to be happening in Philadelphia this weekend?
Today we had our opening ceremony with our ambassadors for the event, Jimmy Conrad, a former U.S. World Cup player, as well as Heather Mitz, a local Philadelphia resident who is the gold medal winner. And they came out and kicked off the tournament with our sponsors, Uniqlo and Comcast in the city of Philadelphia. We had an opening ceremony and welcomed all of our teams from 14 different cities across the country. And we played matches all afternoon. And then tomorrow it turns into a street soccer festival. So all the people who have heard about the event, signed up and pre-registered are coming out. So we have 40 youth teams come in and participate, as well as 45 adult teams. And they are community, you know, teams of friends, as well as corporations who have sponsored teams in the tournament. There'll be over 102 teams participating across 4 of our courts tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we'll have the final matches as we lead into Sunday afternoon. And, you know, as Lawrence mentioned, this is really an opportunity for people to, you know, see the work that we do and talk about the work that we do in the neighborhoods. Because when we're doing that the rest of the year, you don't see it. But this is a big opportunity for us to be in a premier location for people to say, you know, wow, look at what's going on the rest of the year, and then come engage with us as we go into the neighborhoods that don't have access to a soccer team or soccer program.
You mentioned when the tournament's over, the goal is to keep playing soccer, to keep people engaged in the community. What actually happens at the end of this weekend?
So at the end of this weekend, we crown the champion of Philadelphia, the king of the museum steps, as it were. And those folks actually enter a Super Cup, so they compete against the winner of our Times Square tournament. So yes, we're crowning a champion. The best street soccer team in Philadelphia will be crowned.
I would just add that it's kind of underscoring what Lawrence said, but what happens is we get back to work, and it's awesome.
Lawrence Kahn is CEO of Street Soccer USA, and Rob Kahn is Chief Operating Officer. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks a lot.